Hey, y'all, it's Forensic Friday here on Kudzu Killers, Homicide, and Sweet Tea. Hope you've had a good week. I did. We have a new website, y'all, and it's www.kudzukillers.com. And guess what? Not only can you leave us a comment on each episode and sign up to get updates on what we're doing, but you can also leave us a voicemail.
Woohoo! How cool is that? It's so swanky. Kim's been working so hard on this. It's so slick. Y'all, please call in and let her know what you think, what you think about us, what you hate, what you love, all that good stuff, because it's really awesome. So say the website again, Kim.
It's www.kudzukillers.com. And all you need to do is click in the bottom right-hand corner on the little blue microphone, and we'd love to hear from you, like Lark said. What do you think? Any stories you'd like to hear us tell? Whatever you want to tell us, within reason. Don't be mean.
That's right. So we do really love when you make suggestions because it makes it easier on us. And we want, you know, we aim to please because we're Southern and all that.
I'm not sure that has anything to do with it, but yeah.
Well, sure it does.
We're good such girls.
We're such hospitable, sweet girls. That's the illusion.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to put out there anyway.
That's right.
So today, I decided to do something a little different. Most of the time, we deal with tragedy and horrific true crimes or some really cool forensic science. But today, I decided to bring you some funny, too dumb to be real stories of stupid criminals.
Fun, so we can laugh at the fools that they are.
I found these stories on a website called policemag.com, and I did a little extra research on them. And some of them I really had a chuckle out loud, and I wanted to bring you a couple of the best, sort of a pick-me-up, thank God it's Friday kind of episode. So hope you find them as funny as I did. We ready to roll, Lark?
I'm ready. Let's go. Let's do this
All
thing.
Right. Let's talk about this first idiot.
Okay.
Well, right off the bat, is a guy named Zeeshan Saroya.
Okay.
Zeeshan Saroya is known to his YouTube fans as Prince Z.
Oh, classic.
This moron decided it would be lots of fun to stop his car at a red light in Times Square and then pretend to pass out, complete with his blaring car horn as he lay across the steering wheel. All the while, he's filming it from his GoCam hidden in a tissue box on the dash of the car. And he was hoping to gain a lot of fame and followers on YouTube with this stunt.
I can see a lot of flaw in this already.
Yeah. Well, a well-meaning passerby saw him, as passersby do, and called nearby police officers who rushed to the scene at Broadway and West 46th Street.
Wow.
When they couldn't seem to rouse him, they called paramedics and proceeded to bust out the car window to check for vitals.
Ha ha! He lost his car window. Well, there you go. Yep. At least that.
I don't even think it was his car. I think he borrowed it from a friend.
Oh, but God. It somehow figures, doesn't it? Oh, poor
friend. Now, Saroya claimed he'd passed out because he'd done two workouts and downed a Red Bull.
Hey, I love my Red Bulls, but, you know, one Red Bull is not going to hurt you.
Yeah. Now, if he'd just left it there and not taken it any farther, he'd have been in the clear.
Uh-oh.
But this guy, being the YouTuber that he is, went home and posted that video to his YouTube channel.
Oh, my.
And 3 days later, he was arrested and charged with obstructing government administration, making a false report, disorderly conduct, and a few other miscellaneous things.
Well, of course.
As
wasting police time.
As the police commissioner of New York City, Dermot Shea, said in a tweet about him, the YouTuber who faked a medical emergency in Times Square, NYC, to gain followers also gained a criminal record.
Woohoo!
And he's now been arrested and charged with the dangerous stunt that took New York City first responders away from other New Yorkers in actual distress.
Exactly.
Good enough for him.
Mm-hmm.
And the moral of this story is, don't be an ass. Like this guy.
Exactly.
Really, seriously, that little stunt could have cost someone their lives since the idiot took paramedics and police away from their real work. Just
well, you
like
know
the
what?
Commissioner said.
I don't even want to call the 911 line when I'm needing something or, you know, if it's not really an emergency. I'm not about to call 911. I'm going to call the non-emergency line and talk to whoever I need to, which I do quite often because of this
a house that is near me. But
when I thought I was having a heart attack in San Antonio, I didn't call 911.
Oh my God.
I jumped in the car and my husband took me to the emergency room.
Well, yeah, but 911 is, that would have been okay, Kim. It's just that you probably would have gotten to the hospital quicker by him taking you. Yeah, but.
Yeah, it ended up being a kidney stone anyway, but you know, it really felt like a heart attack.
Well, you're just a very conscientious citizen. So anyway, don't waste police time, people. Come on. So next story.
Next up is a fisherman. While game wardens were patrolling the Little Brazos River down near College Station, Texas. That's where Texas A&M is, you folks who aren't familiar with Texas.
Aggies.
It's down about 2.5 hours southeast of Dallas or 1.5 hours northwest of Houston. Like you really care. But anyway, now you know.
And it's full of Aggies and men's. Yep. Men's is
Aggies, Aggies, Aggies.
And men.
Youngins. Men.
Yeah, young guys. If you're young, but you know.
Young military looking guys.
Yeah, they're real clean cut and, you know, old school.
So girls out there, if you need a clean cut military like guy, go to College Station, Texas.
Those are the
ones. But anyway.
Anyway. My family are all Aggie, so just saying. Anyway,
down on the Little Brazos River, these game wardens came across a couple of fishermen, and neither one of them had a valid fishing license, which is kind of dumb in and of itself if you're going to go fishing on a popular river, right?
Yeah, I just don't know about licenses as far as I've never considered having a fishing license because I don't go fishing, so I wouldn't think about that.
Well, you have to have one if you go fishing.
Oh, you
people
do?
Who fish know that you have to have one.
Okay. I've been schooled, thank you.
One of them didn't even have ID on him. So when the wardens asked the guy with no idea of what his name was, he told them, and when they checked it out with dispatch, they found he had an outstanding warrant. And they cuffed him and hauled him off to jail.
And that's a sucky fishing trip, if you ask me.
When they got to the jail, the man fessed up and admitted it wasn't even his name. He'd given him his friend's name because he thought it would come up clear.
Well, of course. Of course.
This guy actually had a couple of outstanding warrants himself.
God.
And he'd given him a false name, hoping to get out of it. He didn't have a clue that his friend had outstanding warrants, too.
Yeah.
Needless to say, he was booked for the outstanding warrants. He was charged with giving false information to the game warden and failing to identify as a fugitive, which is a Class A felony.
Oh, my God. Hey, those wardens will find you. That's very true. They will find you. That's their job. They're looking for that. Yep. Mm-hmm. You think you're slick.
They know where all the spots are.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
So the moral of this story is get the fishing license. It's only like $12 or something. Well, I don't know what it is now, but when I used to fish, it's only like $12, maybe 20.
I think you don't even have to. Yeah, I think you could get them at Walmart and places like that. Or at the grocery store.
You can
store.
Get them at the grocery store. You can get them at your little quickie market. Places like that.
I think like the HEB does all of that. You know? Oh, my gosh.
Or at least if you're going to give them a friend's name, make sure they don't have any outstanding warrants on them before you give it to the cops.
Well, that's a plan. I'm telling you.
Next up, and this one's a doozy, and it's in Florida.
Of course it is.
You knew I'd have a Florida story, didn't you?
You had to. You had to. Just for me.
There was a Florida couple, Megan Lynn Mondanero, 35, and Seth Aaron Thomas, 31, who were riding their bicycles along a road about midnight.
Oh, my God. Bicycles had to be involved. Go ahead.
About midnight on September 13th, 2019. That's a Friday the 13th, by the way. When a Nassau County Sheriff's deputy pulled them over along a street in Fernandina Beach, which is a pretty little beach town with all these brightly painted Victorian houses up by the border between Florida and Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Pretty.
He'd noticed that one of the bikes had no lights and the other one only had a headlight. And they'd cut across the road in front of an oncoming car, nearly getting their trotters knocked off.
Oh, good grief.
Needless to say, he pulled them over.
Good.
They admitted to having a few beers, and deputy found about 7 cans of beer in Thomas's backpack.
Okay.
When the deputy got to them, he smelled alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
They were both drunk as skunks, and their speech was slurred.
Mm-hmm.
They failed his field sobriety tests, so the deputy, like any police officer would, put them in the back seat of his cruiser.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Can you get a DWI for a bike?
You certainly can. It's a vehicle.
Wow. Go on. I never knew that.
Yeah. So he called for backup. And while he was standing outside his vehicle waiting for the backup, he looked over and noticed they were having sex in the back seat of his cruiser.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Hey.
He opened the door to tell him to cut it out.
So maybe he thought it was a limo, Kim.
And he noticed that Mr. Thomas was completely naked.
Oh, my God.
And Mrs. Mondanero had her pants down and her boobs hanging out of her shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, the deputy told him to stop that. And I'm guessing they weren't too anxious to stop that. So
give
he pulled
a
the guy out of the car.
Oh, my God.
He pulled the guy out of the car. And by now, there's another deputy there, from what I read, and Thomas pushed the other deputy down and took off running naked through a strip mall parking lot.
But did he have a fishing license?
Well, he didn't have it with him if he did, because he didn't have no pants on.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, he didn't get too far in his drunken condition, and the deputies found him hiding behind an ice cream shop.
Oh, my gosh.
Mondanero was moved kicking and screaming to another cruiser. In fact, she kicked the deputies, wrangling her twice before they got her down on the ground and cuffed.
I'm not even going to comment what I'm thinking.
It's better that you don't.
It is. I promise you that.
Of course, they were arrested. They were given breathalyzer tests, and Mondanero barely passed at .066, but she still failed field sobriety.
Uh-huh.
Thomas blew a .145, which is nearly twice the legal limit of Florida, at .08.
Oh, God.
So when it all shook out, Thomas was charged with DUI, 2 counts of lewd and lascivious exhibition,
well, of
2
course.
Counts of threats against a public officials, attempted escape, resisting arrest with violence, and unnatural lascivious acts, exposing his sexual organs, and theft. So I guess I don't know if he what he stole. Maybe they stole the bicycles. I don't know. Mondanero was also charged with DUI and unnatural or lascivious acts, resisting arrest with violence and exposing her sexual organs. So,
well, I just have so many questions, Kim.
I don't know if I have answers or not.
Well, you may not, but one of the thoughts that crosses my mind was, who gets drunk and can balance on a bicycle?
Evidently, then, these two people.
And then visions of drunken, naked sex on the bicycle without a license.
I'm well, they weren't on the bicycle.
I know. But
they
I'm
weren't
just,
on the bike. They were in the cruiser. So.
I know they weren't.
They
oh
probably,
my gosh.
They were wobbling across the street when he pulled them over, so they probably couldn't stay up very well on those bicycles.
Oh, my gosh. That is a classic Floridian tale. Thank you
it
very
is.
Much.
It is. And the moral of that story is, if you get arrested for being drunk, don't have sex with the other person in the back of a cruiser, okay?
Oh, yeah. Ditto.
It's kind of gross for everybody involved, so just better off you don't do it.
Well, thank you for sharing a little bit of humor today.
Well, I'm not finished.
Oh, no.
Last but not okay. least.
Yes.
In the Long Island, New York town of Hicksville, 25-year-old Valeri Portlock decided it would be fun to impersonate a police officer.
Okay.
He outfitted his car with flashing lights and an air horn.
Mm.
And he picked out a van he wanted to pull over. He flashed his lights at him, sounded his air horn, and pulled alongside the vehicle. And the vehicle pulled over. It was a van.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out the van was full of...
stolen CDs.
No, the Nassau County Police Department's electronics squad. He pulled over a bunch of cops.
Idiot. Oh, God.
They identified themselves as officers, and they approached his car. So, of course, Portlock took off. He was later arrested by highway patrol and charged with criminal impersonation, reckless endangerment, and fleeing police. And get this, he was driving a Nissan Sentra trying to outrun the police. It was a low-performance car, y'all. It's not meant to outrun the police.
Well, it could have been worse. It could have been a Priya.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And that's it for today's not-so-forensic episode of Forensic Fridays. And as I said at the beginning of this episode, if you have any comments or you have something you'd like us to cover, you can go over to our brand new website, www.kudzukillers.com, and comment there. Or you can even leave us a voicemail. Just click on the little blue mic down in the right-hand corner of the homepage, and we would love to hear from you.
Because, yeah, it's really not fair, you guys. Y'all hear our voices every week. So, hey, let us hear a little something-something from you guys. And
we hope you go over to our sister show, Two Chicks and a Crucifix, on Monday for another new episode there, this time about the Jersey Devil. Not Woo-hoo. The hockey team, although I did love to watch Martin Brodeur as a goalie. Mm. He was just phenomenal and not hard on the eyes, if you know what I mean.
Smooth.
But come on and listen to the legend of another two-legged animal from up in New Jersey, the actual Jersey Devil. That's next Monday on Two Chicks and a Crucifix.
Awesome.
So, I hope y'all had a little fun today.
And don't forget, don't go to the parties without us.
Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.